Hello and good morning to listeners on Bishop FM 105.9. It's Rob Harrop here, a.k.a. Antipodean and Rob, coming to you from Six Oaks, which is a small property in the mid-north of South Australia. The driest state and the driest continent in the world. I've got 26 acres of land here and a few sheep. Been too dry this year to grow anything other than just the fruit and veg on the veranda. But we're not doing too bad. The weather today has dropped down to incredibly cold for here. It was earlier today it was down at 13 degrees. The sun's come out a wee bit now and I think it's gone up to probably about 19, 20 degrees. But it's pretty windy, so I finally found myself around the back of the house on the veranda. Usually in the house there's one veranda where the wind's not as bad as the others. And this is the one I've got at the minute. I'm standing beside these two huge water tanks which are actually about 3 feet taller than I. So yeah, not doing too bad here with the weather. It's supposed to be 21 today, but by the end of the week it's gone back up to 27. So winter's not arrived yet, thank goodness, but you can already see that the weather's beginning to change that way. Last week I took the sheep in. I had five sheep I took in to the butcher, and we collected them just on Friday there, and he's a good lad because he packed them all for us mostly, apart from some of the chops and things. So now we've got two fridges full of food. It should last us probably three to 5 months, depending on how we eat it or what we give away. And we'll be okay. But I got a notice from the power company saying that they were going to do some work on the power lines. Now, we've had that notice four times already, but we got that during the time of the fires and things, so they didn't actually do it, but the way the weather looks at the minute, we're going to have a power cut from 9 in the morning till 5 at night on Tuesday. Now that's the day I'm supposed to go down to Adelaide, so what I'm going to have to do is leave late, and I'm going to go and check later. I'm going to check the generator and make sure that it's working, because I've not used it for about 9 months. It's all fully fueled and things to go, so we'll run the generator and keep the fridges going, because I would hate to lose the lamb. I mean, we spent a lot of time getting them organised. So it's lamb chops last night while I was watching the football. Adelaide United, actually my local football team, they won 3-1 and they've gone from the bottom of the league at the beginning of the season to they're now in the top four. It's crazy here because whoever wins the league, it's not like the league in the UK. When you win the league here, you then go to a playoff. So they call it the minor premiership, which is a bit weird. I think it should be whoever wins the league is the winner. And then the rest of the teams play off each other. I've seen the last game for Del Piero. He's an ex-Juventus player who now plays for Sydney. But this is going to be his last season. So, great to see him. And be nice to, I think he's just getting a bit too old. They're not going to increase his salary. He's been getting about $400,000 a month or something. Quite a bit for Australia. But anyway, so great to see some of these old players coming over here. We've had them all. Yes, it was chops last night and curry tonight, so I'll have to intersperse the lamb with some other meats at some point, but we'll be okay for a little while. I've got it cooked and chopped up into sausages and a few roasts and various things, so the fridges are full. I love it. Who would have thought as a boy from Edinburgh in the middle of the city that I would be filling the fridge with my own home-reared lamb? Quite amazing, really, how things have worked out. I quite love the country up here, apart from the flies, the snakes, the floods, the fires, the locusts. Apart from that, it's great. In a week or so, I've got a chap coming across from Big John, they call him. He's coming across from over in the peninsula. It's about a 7-hour drive across, and he's going to collect a ram and six ewes, so I'll be selling them to him. So try to keep the number of these down a bit, because the sheep are getting up to around about 40 and more. It's really, and if you get a dry summer, at the minute when I look around here, when I first came here, there used to be long grass everywhere. At the minute, the grass has been chewed down to the base. A little bit of green around with the rain we had, but we really need some backup rain because we've not had that. Although the farmers have managed to get their crops in, and you can just see a tinge of green around there, but I think they need a bit of follow-up now. I was speaking to a guy on the internet the other day, and he was saying, how come you're having lambs and things at this time of the year? It's autumn there. I said, well, in Australia it's a bit different, because in autumn is when you get your rains and your grass through the winter, and then things die off in the summer. So Most of the work is done during the autumn and winter here, as opposed to spring and summer over there. So it's a bit different, but good. We had a new lamb born the other day, actually, and very good mum. Usually this mob all follow each other, and if the lamb doesn't keep up, it's left. But this mum just kept herself away from them, and I've got a couple of pictures on the Facebook. Sorry about that noise. I'm not wearing one of my nets, and I just almost swallowed a fly. I just managed to catch it there. I didn't think there was that many flies around, but they finally found me again. So sorry about that cough. Thank goodness I managed to catch it and spit it out. Well, I decided to head back in and get a net on my head. The better part of valor, I think. I was talking to a friend of mine last week, and I actually swallowed a fly, so it's quite unpleasant. No, you're not going to die, but I mean, it's quite funny, really. Anyway, so keep the sheep down to a decent number, and we're good. Now, the Jamestown Mural Festival, which I told you about, is where some artists come in and they paint some large murals in the village on the grass. They've got some permanent boards up there where they do them. We were out the other day selling raffle tickets for it. We went to the local shop, and a new supermarket that they built a couple of years ago, called Foodland. And Ramona and I sat out there, and I think we got about $150 worth of tickets sold. And to try and publicise it a bit, I put on one of the local Facebook pages a little bit of a song that I did for it. Over here, Coles, one of the supermarkets, uses Status Quo's song "Down, Down, Deeper and Down" as an advert for one of the songs. Now, I actually did the tune to that, but then I was reminded by Ramona that the shop's actually Foodland. But, well, you can't let details get in the way of a good song, can you? So I'll just play you a version of my quick version of the song for the mural festival. So a bit of fun, eh? Anyway, we made a few dollars for the show, and that's good because I think the painting's begin again in October. There's $5,000 first prize for the winner of the actual show, and what we were selling were raffle tickets for a painting that had been done. So that was good. Now, the election I told you about last week, they've been counting all week, and we ended up with more or less a hung parliament. But just today they've decided that the Labour Party, who've already been in power for 11 years, are going to hold the balance of power because the independents are going to vote with them. So I guess it's pretty much the same, apart from the independents have asked for a few little favours that they're going to ask for. But we don't know what that's going to be yet, so hopefully not as bad as the Green Party that we had before, but we'll see how it goes. So the elections have been had, we don't have to vote again now for quite some time. Thank goodness for that. I was reading our local paper, actually. We had the fires here just a couple of months ago. If you've been listening, you would have heard about that, at the Bangor, and all the way through the Flinders ranges right in front of me. It was 30,000 hectares of plantation that was burned out, as well as bush. And we've got a little woodworking company in town. It employs about 60 people, but for a small place like that, that's a lot. And they just learned that the company in charge of the forests that were actually selling the charred and burned pine off to the Chinese, just as green wood. So like, it would sit there for a couple of years in China before they could even do anything with it, and no doubt selling it for next to nothing. There's a bit of an inquiry going on just now, because it's not a good idea to sell all your assets away. And this wood company here was looking like they might have to go bust. So hopefully they'll show some sense and hold on to it a bit. We've got a dog with us. Our friend's off to Canada, and he's dropped his dog off today. Yesterday I had a very busy day. I had to go around and dog-proof the property. I had to fix a fence down the bottom. I had to build up some fences over here, fill in a hole by the gate that the sheep had been digging. Got a pet sheep that digs a hole and lies by the front gate. So, as a result, I was pretty sore last night. But the dog's here now. Seems to settle down and everything's going good. So, from a fly sort of day with the sun out and a bit of wind, I'll hand you back to Gillian Campbell on 105.9 Bishop FM. Catch you later, guys. And Tippity and Rob saying good day, mate.